Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
And isn't it just beautiful to know that whatever you go through, he's literally on your side? Because I feel like that's what really, really gives me a sense of safety, of calmness, and you know, that guarantee that, hey, I got my God with me. Very good afternoon to you if you've just tuned in. It is Friday's edition of Spectrum with myself, Lukom Kwedi Phuthi, and a very good afternoon. Starting this afternoon on a rather busy note. Absolutely love it. And just to shed some bit of light with you about my guest, which I'll be having a chat with right now. You know, they're calling the, let me start here. Calls for nominations. This is the appointment of Central Drug Authority board members, and the Minister of Social Development, who's Ms. Nogozola Tolahashe, invites nominations for the appointment of new members to serve on the Central Drug Authority board. This is a call to individuals and stakeholders to nominate suitably qualified and experienced candidates who are committed to supporting the national fight against substance abuse. Isn't that beautiful to know? I know I'm young, but I always say this, the older I grow, the more the mother in me comes out to say, hey, if anything can be halted, if we can, you know, all come together in the fight against substance abuse, I really believe that a lot can be done. And so this afternoon in studio, I am actually joined by Dr. Athalia Shabangu, who is the social work manager from the Department of Social Development. Dr. Athalia, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
It's. I must say, whenever I get to have a chat with especially anybody, be it from, you know, various government departments or office work, Friday at 4 o'clock is a tricky time, right? Because it's knockoff time for people. So I always worry. I'm like, oh, shame. Let me get this over with, because you probably need to drive somewhere right now. So thank you for your time, Dr. Athalia. I think let's start it here. If you can just enlighten us a little bit, Doctor, on what the Central Drug Authority is and why it is so important in the fight against substance abuse in South Africa.
Oh, thank you for the question. The Central Drug Authority is a statutory body that plays a crucial role in advising the Minister of Social Development and the broader government on policies and strategies to combat substance use and abuse in the country. And its main task is to oversee the implementation of the National Drug Master Plan, which coordinates national efforts across prevention, treatment, and reintegration. So the Central Drug Authority ensures that South Africa responds effectively to the social and economic challenges posed by substance use, especially in communities most affected by addiction.
So as I mentioned, Dr. Athalia, earlier on, it's time for nominations. Maybe, you know, let us know who can be nominated to serve on the CDA and what qualifications or experience do they need to have?
To be nominated, individuals must hold at least a national qualification framework with level 7 qualification, which is equivalent to a bachelor degree. And the person must have a minimum of 5 years experience in areas such as substance abuse research, treatment, prevention, aftercare, law enforcement, pharmacology, or impact evaluation. So the goal is to attract qualified professionals with the knowledge and passion to strengthen the country drug prevention and rehabilitation efforts.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Maybe let's talk about the CDA now, Dr. Athalia. How is the CDA structured, and what is, you know, the term of office for its members?
Oh, okay. The CDA is made of 34 members, of which 21 are from the various government departments, and 13, they are from the public, who are appointed through a nomination process. So these members represent a broader cross-section of expertise and play an advisory and oversight role. The term of office of the CDA is determined by the Minister of Social Development and with a maximum duration of 5 years. So currently, the members that are serving in the CDA, their term of office will expire in March 2026. So making this call of nomination timely for future continuity and planning.
So
that is the reason why we are actually advertising, so that they can replace the current CDA, because their term of office is lapsing in March 2026.
I'm actually impressed, Dr. Thalia, that it's now being brought, you know, to the public, that the public gets to know about these things. Like I was saying earlier on, with such things, when you speak of, you know, substance abuse and whatnot, I'm only 34. Oh, I took myself a year up. But the parent in me, I can't imagine, you know, my children, my girls growing up and, you know, being involved in substance abuse. So it hits somewhere in my heart as a parent, definitely. So tell me, Dr. Thalia, why should the public care about who serves on the Central Drug Authority?
Sure, as you said, you have kids. You know, the problem of substance abuse affects families, it affects communities, it affects public health and safety and the economy of the country. So the CDA therefore helps shape national responses to these challenges. So public participation in nominating competent individuals ensures that the authority is diverse, inclusive, and reflective of South Africa's needs. So having experienced, ethical, and committed members can significantly enhance the success of drug prevention and rehabilitation programs in our schools, health facilities, and justice system. So you can see the kind of people that we are actually looking for to serve in the board.
Yeah.
We need people from the entire community and from various backgrounds that are going to assist to deal with the problem of substance abuse in the country. Thank you.
And I love the fact that it should be knowledgeable people, at least, who understand.
Absolutely, absolutely. Instead of getting people who doesn't have qualification, who doesn't have interest, but they want to deal with the problem, of which they may not even be able to deal with it without any qualifications, you know. So we need people who qualify to do this. Thank you.
I love to hear that. Here's another one. We're talking about nominations here. I think let's get right into it. How can someone then nominate a candidate? And what is the deadline for submission? Somebody's listening right now and they're like, oh, I'm waiting for those details. I want to get to understand this.
Oh, okay. In terms of nominations, they can be submitted in person at the Department of Social Development in Pretoria, which is address 134 Pretoria Street. And they can also be submitted electronically through the official Google form. There is a link that is provided in the media statement. And the required documents include a completed nomination form and a comprehensive CV of the nominee. And all nominations must be submitted to the department by the 30th of June. So late or incomplete application will not be accepted. So the public is encouraged to act promptly. Because if they do not do so, they will be failing our country, because we really need qualified people to be nominated to serve in the board.
Oh, man. And here's another one. What are the key eligibility requirements for someone to be nominated to the CDA?
You were asking about the requirements.
The requirements again, because I think we did kind of touch on them. Just if you can go through them again so that somebody knows whether or not they actually do qualify.
Okay, no, thank you. To be eligible to be nominated here, a nominee must have NQF level 7 qualification, which I already mentioned, and it should be that qualification should be equivalent to a bachelor degree. So at least 5 years of experience in one or more areas related to substance use and abuse, such as prevention, treatment, research, in reintegration, and aftercare. law enforcement or medical pharmacology, these are the requirements. So nominations that do not meet this criteria will not be considered.
Of course. You said you're uncompromising in this one. Qualifications, or you step aside. I think lastly, Dr. Thalia, before I say goodbye, can people nominate themselves or must they be nominated by others?
You know what? Let me say, if a person doesn't have a person who can nominate him or her, yes, such nominations are allowed. As long as the individual meets all the eligibility criteria and submits the necessary documentation, that is a complete nomination form and a full CV, where you are nominating yourself or someone else, the goal is to ensure that capable and committed individuals join the CDA to strengthen the national efforts against substance abuse in the country.
Ultimately, Dr. Thalia, when our hands are together, I believe we can conquer all these ills of our society. I always say there's no one's child who is born a drug addict, a substance abuser, whatever the case may be. It's systems, and it will take systems to put up in place for us to fight together as a society. So thank you so much for being part of the solution, Dr. Thalia.
No, thank you very much.
Have a great afternoon.
I hope you are going to really assist us to ensure that the community actually look for correct candidates, and then even those who are going to self-nominate them, we need them.
We need
them. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. That is Dr. Thalia Shabangu. Thank you so much, and God bless. Have a great weekend, Dr. Jock.
You too. Thank you very much.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 a.m. or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.